Search and rescue crews are continuing the search for 22-year-old Kenny Lee from Teller. Volunteer teams from Teller and Brevik Mission were out on snow machine until shortly before midnight last night and headed out at first light today. From KNOM in Nome, Ben Matheson has an update.
A search aircraft scanned the area, but poor weather limited its use. Weather has been a prohibitive factor in the search operation. Today's forecast called for blowing snow and winds to 50 miles an hour. Search and rescue crews plan to drag a boat to open water, and troopers are sending an underwater camera. Alaska State troopers were notified yesterday that Lee had left Brevik Mission on snow machine Wednesday night and never arrived in Teller. Brevik Mission is located about 6 miles north of Teller, across Grantley Harbor. Trooper Jonathan Strobel says the search area is focused on the ice between the two communities.
They've been searching around Grantley Harbor area and then now north, you know, toward Brevik and in the hills around there. You know, of course, the ice between Teller and Brevik is the main search area. Searchers have checked all the camps and cabins, you know, in the area, Grantley Harbor area, and still haven't found any sign.
This is the second snow machining-related case in less than a month. On November 24th, Barbara Skolton of Teller fell through the sea ice while snow machining to Brevik Mission. Her body was recovered on November 29th. From KNOM in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.